7, which is training, and these were the self-assessment results from our sales, yeah. I think.
So thank you very much for the timely responses that the board provided to my knowledge and skills assessment. You'll see the average scores going through in the far right-hand column. No single area, I don't think, has jumped out to me as saying, ooh, this is a problem. Mm. I think the lowest scoring one on average was probably the pensions auditing and accounting standards. But you'll be pleased to know, I think, that the June meeting of the board will be spending quite a lot of time on the pension fund annual report and accounts.
I've been at work.
It is. But you don't have to do anything, Tracy.
Well, that's all right, then.
We will have done it.
I'll leave my calculator at work.
You don't have to tick them, but just to understand what's in them and go through the checklist, kind of like we did at the very end of the process. We're going to try and do it before it's completed this time. So that will give you a bit more of an understanding around the accounts audit regulations. To an extent, the auditors will probably be in at that time, so I might be able to ask an external auditor to come in and provide you with some, you know, advice and support on that one. In terms of the internal auditors, I've got Lizzie lined up at some point to come and do a training session for the board as well on what internal audit can do to provide assurance.
Can I just ask a question in respect to internal audit? Who decides their plan?
It is decided corporately at the start of each year. Historically, there has been, other than pensions administration, very little, should I say, in terms of pension fund, because there just hasn't been. But part of my conversation with Lizzie is, Lizzie Goodwin, head of internal audit, sorry, is that there are opportunities for the pension. There could be some stuff in pensions. There was a pensions governance review done a few years back by PwC, but it was very much early stages of, we've just set the board up, we haven't got our framework in place, blah, 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 blah. And a lot of the findings, similar to more other PwC reports, were, this is what I told them the issues were. Funnily enough, the report came back with these issues listed, and here's a bill. So there are opportunities that we could use. Yeah. And again, coming out of the good governance review, there will be other bits and pieces. So at the moment, historically, the internal audit contract was very cost constrained. And so there was kind of higher priorities in the council to do, but with the new contract, there may be some additional resources.
Well, I'm just thinking, it would be a good thing for the board to maybe consider.
Yes,
what we want them to.
And
to
I think coming out of the good governance review, there is also this independent governance review that they will be looking at, which is potentially could be internal audit, could be external audit, could be somebody else as well. So we can build that into to the programme. Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
I had a few questions to the board, actually, in terms of priorities and how you want to take this forward. In terms of training and dedicated training slots, and whether you want to have sessions dedicated to training. I know we do, because we tend to have our committee meetings in the afternoon. I don't want to have a session after the board meeting, because 4 o'clock is late enough for me to concentrate.
Yeah.
But there's potential we could do an hour or half an hour before, from 1 till 2, and then have the board meeting at 2 till 4. But if that doesn't work for you, how do you want to take this forward? Because we, the administering authority, has a responsibility to provide access to learning and development to support your knowledge and understanding. So it's really how you as a board want to play this, how we record it, how we evidence that it's working, and what's the best way to do it.
Yeah, should we, I mean,
we have a formal meeting.
Okay, yeah, we can do that.
Anyone's got any sort of,
I mean, I like the idea of having a training before the meeting. I think it's good to just condense it all into the same day. But okay, should we set something up then, and we will?
And it's also just kind of, I mean, there are things, I've kind of noted some of the stuff that we've got, investment strategy stuff, for example, the February and the May pension fund committees will have a lot of investment stuff going on. The valuation things under actuarial methods, we've got the valuation report, the funding strategy statements on here, there's the March pension fund committee, the various training that's been on. We can get something in terms of minus principles coming up, which is quite low scoring across. So
yes,
it's really working through, I think, where you as a board want to focus, how you want this training to be delivered. Do you want it to be chalk and talk? Do you want it to be interactive? Do you want little briefing sessions from officers? Do you want non-attendance at events?
Then we all need to be different between
absolutely
what it is.
Yeah.
And I think that we, I mean, I've got a couple marked which would be my priority, but there might not be other, you know, the other members' priority, so we need to have
we'll
a discussion on it.
Yeah,
we'll,
and that would be really
yeah.
helpful. And I think, can I just check the scheme, the SIP for Barnet Waddingham event on Wednesday, mine's Wednesday. 16th.
It's a half day, isn't it?
Half day.
You in the morning, I'm afternoon.
No, they've changed them to full days now. I'm on the 17th. I think yours is the 16th. Can't remember.
It's a Wednesday, isn't it, for
yeah.
me? I think
yes.
it's a
no, mine's a Wednesday. I think yours is a Tuesday. Anyway,
I
haven't booked you yet, but I will book you.
That's in
London.
February, is it?
Yes.
Yeah,
half term week.
Yeah, just half term week. The week I don't have to go up to London.
Yeah.
I'm going up to London.
Does anybody else want to go to that event? Or is it? Are you happy that Barbara goes and will report back?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to the offices one, so we can between us report back on that.
Half term week put me off.
Yeah, tell me about it. Okay, and then just very quickly, following on from training, Tracy attended the governance conference and emailed stuff around.
I strangely enjoyed it.
Did you? Strangely enjoyed it.
But I found it really useful, actually, really informative. All good speakers. Gerard was very interesting and engaging.
I liked his slides, actually.
Yeah.
The ones I looked at.
They were the best, actually. a number of sort of little things came up, but I think the things I took most was his presentation on what a board should do and what a board can look at and things that we should be looking at. So, for example, like that all both chairs meeting regularly, so something for us to definitely do, and the fact that we can do deep dives and forensic sort of analysis for the committee, which I think is something we'd already thought we should be looking at. He'd also put on there just about things like thinking about succession planning. So I know, for example, you were saying that you'd stagger the members so that nobody leaves all at the same time. So that certainly was interesting. At one point, all four actuaries were up on the conference floor and were asked to give their version of how much McLeod would cost, and nobody thought the same, so that was quite quite interesting. It ranged from 2% to 10% and possibly implemented by 2068, I think. Not like I shan't be worrying about it, put it that way. And one of the other key things, I think, was talking about scams and cyber controls, because they were saying that it's up to the administering authority to ensure that we're giving advice about transfers and making sure that those scheme, the pensioners know what's happening, because otherwise we could be liable for, if that is a scam, of funding that transfer.
Do we have any requests for...
This is another one of these questions that I need to have a conversation with Matthew about, and I think it's something we need to report back in terms of.
I think it would be very low, but I think
very
that's
rarely,
something.
Very rarely.
I think that's something that we'd like to know straight away.
And
yes.
I think the key point, I think, there's something that came through that I sent to the admin team recently. Basically, we don't have very many. So what we need to make sure is that our processes are very, very robust, so that when they do come, we've got everything we need to, because if Hampshire can get caught out and be told to reinstate the members' benefits having paid them out in transfer, then we've just got to be very careful. So I think it is something, and part of the cyber...
Yeah.
And there's a leaflet that goes out with a transfer.
That's what they were saying,
With the scorpion on it, so we...
Oh, they mentioned the scorpion, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, from my point of view, from being a members' rep, I personally think that's a bad move, and I'd want to make sure they're really, you know, the information given to them was really robust. That's
part
what they're getting into.
And part of the comms, I think part of our comms plan, part of our comms work, and part of the learning and developing actions is really to just make sure that all of our processes are robust.
Yeah.
And that's one of the key points. There's lots of videos and lots of guidance and lots of leaflets out there. It's just making sure that we're signposting and we've got our processes documented. So, but it's something we can definitely know in terms of.
We are aware of it, and we do make people aware of it. And plus the fact that, you know, if it's transferring to a final salary scheme, that's all right, because we've got the assurances going to a proper scheme. But a defined contribution scheme is always very difficult to do.
Yeah.
But with a scan leaflet, we make them aware that there is an issue, there can be an issue if you're transferring, if you're being pressured or you're being asked to access your money under the age of 55, which that's a lot of these scams do. So we are aware of them, and I've got the experience to look, because I check most of them, all of them that go out. So I've got
and
the awareness to
yeah.
to
yeah.
actually see, actually, is it actually a proper, because we actually asked for a certificate for the scheme to confirm they comply as a pension scheme.
But to an extent, Hampshire did all of that as well.
They didn't.
But
they
there's,
didn't.
There's also, the, I mean, the
most
fact
of
that it,
most of it, they didn't do all of it.
You want to guard against the scam, but like from a pure member's, where your pension does best, the LGPS is a really good pension, and I don't know why anybody would want to take the money away from it.
But
and
we cannot prevent.
You can't
doing
advise.
We advise
no,
them to go
advise.
To a financial independent financial
and
advisor.
And we can't prevent
advice.
Doing it.
No,
yeah.
I know you can't
to.
Prevent, but it's being robust enough to say, look, you know, are you sure that, you know, and
we can
sure
only ask
guns.
Them, are you sure,
yeah.
so many times, and if they
yeah.
still come back and say yes, provided
yeah.
we
yeah.
have done everything that we are supposed to have done. We cannot do anything other than
yeah.
do what the member wants us to do,
yeah.
which is really difficult.
But like I say, we get very few.
Yeah.
We get very few.
Yeah.
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 You can't turn around and go, so I told you so afterwards.
A bit tricky.
We can.
Tricky.
But there must be data based out there, because I think when I got about 54, I was suddenly pestered by lots of financial companies writing to me saying, hey, do you want to take money out? Do you want to do this, that?
Mm. I think the difficulty is we just need, and again, it's really making sure that we have all processes
yeah.
in place.
Yeah.
And to an extent, we review the cases that come up to make sure that we learn those lessons from the Hampshires and the others of this world, that if it goes wrong for them,
yeah.
have we got our bases covered to ensure that we've prevented that.
That's probably a really good thing to do, isn't it?
And that's one of the things that is part of the development from the board agendas, is sometimes these things come out at very short notice, so we need to put them on so that we can say, have you seen, and this is what we're doing, and we'll
yeah.
report back at the next meeting or whatever. So
it seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Absolutely.
That's the same.
So anyway, a good conference.
So you're going to, sorry, just in terms of the to finalise that
yeah.
training, you're going to have a meeting, a discussion.
We will
outside.
Have a meeting. Yeah, so we'll arrange
yeah.
a time and
okay.
get all get together and
fantastic.
Decide
thank
our priorities
you.
And everything. Okay, so then moving on to the standing items.